holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Look straight ahead, stay on the path. Don't move.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a wonderful day. It's a good day. Regardless of what you're going through, guess what? It's still a good day. Regardless of what the economy says and what how they say the economy's doing, today is still a great day. Even if they bring you the wrong food, when you go to the restaurant, it's still a great day. You got on the wrong bus, it's still a great day. You spent $1,500 in gas. It's still a great day. Think about it. You had the $1,500 to get the gas. Even though it's stressful, it's got to be. It's got to be. I know for the truck drivers, and I know it's got to be stressful for them because they're spending that kind of money every single day. Whew, man. But hey, it's still what? A good day. That's what it is. It's a great day. Don't ever forget it. Always stay positive. Stay positive no matter what happens, because then those same positive things come right back to you. Even though in the midst of that $1,500 a gallon gas, or not a gallon, but I hope not. Thank you, Lord. Not please, Lord. Not a gallon. That tank that you spending that kind of money every day. Yeah, you better thank the Lord, because something else will come up and that somebody else will come up and pay for your gas. And as strange as that sounds, it happens. As strange as that sounds, somebody will walk up and you're thinking it was a stranger, and God sent somebody to you to just give you some money to get you some gas, get you a little relief. Somebody say, relief, Lord, relief. Give us a relief. just a little break, Lord. And so God knows how you're feeling. God knows exactly what's going on, and He's not nervous. So we shouldn't be nervous. I know we get nervous sometimes, but we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry because God ain't worrying. Trust me. Somebody say, ain't worrying. I know that's the wrong vernacular. But listen, always, always, always remember this is a great day. It is just simply a great day. It's a great day, man. Go out there and bless somebody. Especially if you don't have it, go and bless somebody. Go and bless somebody. You know, I saw... you know how they have people on the corners with signs asking for money, and I usually try to keep some money on hand to give. And yesterday I saw two women. One was dressed a little better than the other, you know, because the other one looked like she was really needing it. She was really needing it. You never know how people need stuff regardless of what they look like, you know. And so it was two women on the corner arguing over the corner. You know, tell them, when you go over there, you go on this side, I'm still on this, you get away from here, get out of here. You know, they're arguing over the corner because people were giving money at the corner. And so, hey man, I just, even with that, it's still a good day. Somebody bless somebody, give somebody something, you know. And I'm not saying you give them to everybody that's on the corner. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, ask God who you can give it to. And not that you can control what they do with the money, but you know, you just don't have the money to give to everybody yet. You know, I'm giving. See how that even though you might not have the money today to give everybody, but you might have it tomorrow. So ask God to show you how to give out the money, how to disperse it. Because I tell you, you might be the only God that a lot of people ever see. They believe in God. They go to church and everything. But they've never seen or recognized God working in their life, you know? And so when you walk up, you give them something and bless them and everything. And they're sitting there like, man, I didn't know people did stuff like that. Bringing money to the gas station to give you to put gas in your vehicle. Or give you money to give your children. Or buy your groceries in the, or like, okay, here's what I used to do. I'd be in the drive-thru at the restaurant or, you know, some kind of fast food restaurant. And I tell them, hey, I'm paying for the person behind me also. And so I pay for theirs, and they weren't thinking about that. They were trying to figure out what they wanted, if they were going to pay it, how they were going to pay it. And so just a good gesture actually makes people's day. And I tell people, look at your job, man. Give away some candy. Give away some bottled water. Have a jar of licorice or something on your desk or something that people can come by and get it and say hello, and they know it's there every single day, and they just need a little break, and they might come from the second floor up to the fifth floor just because they know that you have some candy on your desk. Just do it. See what happens, man. See what happens. Invite them to your home or invite them to your church or whatever. Something. People love being invited places, or invite them to eat at the restaurant at your table with you. I don't know. Co-workers, have them to eat with you at your lunch table, whatever. Invite people, do something good so people can feel good. In a time where a lot of people are feeling kind of bad, use the good in you, use the God in you to make somebody else feel good. That's what you can do. That's what I try to do. I can't always do it. I don't always, I'm not always successful at it. I'm sure a lot of things I miss, but that's something I can remind you and myself to do. Make somebody else's day good. Make somebody, it's a good day, so just go ahead and try to utilize what you have to make somebody else's day good. You know, especially when you don't feel like being bothered. You know, just try to be nice. How about that? Just try to be nice to people. That's something that doesn't cost you anything. Just try to be nice to people as best you can. You know, some people aren't used to nice and they're going to bark at you because you were so nice, you know. But there's other people, even when they bark, they still love the nice that you gave them. But other people, you know, they really enjoy it and won't bark at you. They'll be glad that you gave them some niceness that day. These are times when people really need people. I mean, they need Jesus and everything. Yeah, you need Jesus. You need to be saved. You need to do what God is showing you to do as an individual. What you need to do, yeah, do all of that. But until then, we are in between all the praying and the singing and God answering your prayers. You go answer somebody else's prayers. You answer. You be nice to them. You give them something. Something to ease their day. Remember how it talks about giving a prophet a glass of water? You know, when you're doing that, it's the kind of the same thing. Even though they may or may not be prophets, or you never know what they are. You're trying to give some relief to them. And there's a blessing in it for you. There's a blessing in it for you. Don't feel like it sometimes because you don't have the money to be the blesser. But then, hey, by you keeping a positive attitude some kind of way, you get it anyway, and you don't even need any money. You don't even need money. You just work because you use money. That money's the thing that people use to pay for things. You know, but God, he didn't need money. And he'll give you money to do what you're doing on earth, but he don't need it. You get what I'm saying? So be nice and let God send the money to you to continue to pass it out. Money was made to be passed out. Help some other people. So you be that help. Somebody say, be the help, be the help, be the help. Now, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast, and or just grab the links and share them. Share them till you can't share them anymore. And let's get some more listeners. Huh? Let's get some more. Now, we're going to go over to, let's see, Proverbs 4. And I think it was 4 and, because I highlighted it here. See, yeah, 4 and 25. Start at 25. I think we'll just finish on out with these verses. Proverbs 4, starting at verse 25. It's got like a little Seinfeld thing in here. And if those of you who watch Seinfeld, you'll know exactly what I mean. It says this: look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. You know how they would always, if he was driving in a car, he wouldn't, and somebody wanted to get over, they would look forward so they wouldn't have to look at the person in the eye and say, okay, come on over. They look forward. Well, this is the same thing, kind of. Look forward, look straight ahead, and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Focus in on that. Whatever it is that God has given you, focus in on that. So let's just say, okay, let's go beyond what God shows you, right? Whatever your focus is, you look straight ahead. You look at that thing. You don't look elsewhere. That takes you off. You stay concentrating on that one thing that you're trying to get completed. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Stop looking at what somebody else is looking at, what somebody else is feeling. You have to do this thing. Now, you consider other people's feelings. I'm not saying that, but you are to look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what's before you. Now, if we're talking about God now, God is the one that you're supposed to fix your eyes on. You're supposed to look straight forward. He's got a straight path, and you got to hold that thing and follow it. Somebody say, follow the path. Follow the path. Follow the path. And he says, here, fix your eyes on what lies before you. Don't get easily distracted. You have work to do. Verse number 26, mark a straight path for your feet. So if you're looking forward and you mark a straight path for your feet, you're going to stay on the path and you're going to stay straight. Somebody say, stay straight, stay straight, stay straight, stay straight. Stay on the safe path. God is the only safe path. Doing what's right, you know, treating people right and loving people. Don't take advantage. Just do what needs to be done. Love God with your whole heart. That's the straight and safe path. You know, what was that verse that talked about? Straight and narrow is the way. Few there be that find it. You know, there are few that's going to find that straight path. You got to find it. Don't get distracted or sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.